The Ramah brings down a minig that the one who leads slichus should lead services the rest of the day. There's a discussion because slichus, whether we're going to say slichus, you have to chatzos, you say it in the morning, but usually the time we think slichus, we already daven ma'ariv. There's a discussion in the poskim, do we assume as well that they should daven the ma'ariv before? But let's put ma'ariv aside. The Ramah writes, so let's assume you're doing slichus before shacharis, or you're doing it after chatzos. So the Ramah brings down a minug that the one who led slichus, he's the one who should continue on to daven shacharis and mincha. The question is why? Why should one who leads slichus be the one to lead davening? So the Magen Avraham makes a suggestion. The Magen Avraham writes that we have a based on the Yerushalmi. We have a principle, Hamatchil b'mitzvah, omim lo gemar. You begin a mitzvah, they tell us you should finish it. As we know the famous Chazal, by in Rashi quotes it, by Parshas Beshalach, by Atzmos Yosef, by the bones of Yosef, that we have an apparent contradiction. It says, in Parshas Beshalach, it says, Vayikach Moshe es Atzmos Yosef. And Moshe took the Atzmos Yosef, the bones of Yosef. Yet if you look in Sefer Yoshua, it says, Es Bnei Yisrael Asher Halu. It says the Jewish people took them out. So we have an apparent contradiction. Was it Moshe who took the bones out of Mitzrayim? Or everyone agrees Bnei Yisrael took the bones into the land of Israel because Moshe didn't make it. But from Beshalach, it seems that Moshe took it. And from Yoshua, say for Yoshua, it seems like Bnei Yisrael did. So if we had a video going and watching, I think it would show you Moshe Rabbeinu taking the bones of Yosef out of Mitzrayim. Aye, so how could Sefer Yeshua contradict the reality? So that's what Chazal is saying, that the one who finishes a mitzvah, not only does he get credit for finishing the mitzvah, but he gets credit for doing the whole mitzvah. So we see a matzah of a mitzvah, omo gemar. We have a concept, you begin a mitzvah, you should finish the mitzvah. So the Magen Avraham says, you started slichus, omo lo gemar, continue davening. That's the Magen Avraham. The Binyan Shlomo does not go for it. He says, what are you talking about? I'm familiar with the klal of the Yerushalmi, ha-matzah of a mitzvah, omo lo gemar. I'm familiar with Atzmos Yosef. But what does it have to do with anything? It's a non sequitur. In other words, slichus is a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, and musaf is a mitzvah, and shacharis is a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. So, like, what does one have to do? So when you get up in the middle of slichus, don't have someone else take over for you in the middle. You finish it. Okay, that's gemar. What is davening shacharis is starting something new. So, what does the Magen Avraham mean? It's a difficult Magen Avraham. We don't have that generally on a Shabbos. We don't say the one who davening shacharis should continue davening musaf. I mean, depending on the shuls, but most shuls I've been in, unless you have a cantor that does everything, and he comes in special. Generally speaking, you have a Baal Shacharis and you have a Baal Musaf. And they're two different people. So, what is the Magad? Therefore, he rejects the Magad of Ram and says, that's not the reason. He says, so what's the Pshat in the Ramah? No, the Ramah is very pragmatic. That, let's say, it was a very difficult thing to do. Like, we find, we want to reward people. So, let's say the people, we got the Kohanim, people to do the Truma Sadeshin, collecting, the garbage, the ashes. But what the Binyan Shlomo says is, since it was the middle of the night, saying slichos. They probably, many places, didn't have sidurim. They're doing it by heart. There was a lot of work. So, and it was very difficult. Times have changed. Today it's much easier to find someone for slichos. But back in the day, it was hard to find someone for slichos. So if it's hard to find someone for slichos, so therefore you had to throw him a bone. And therefore, you know what? Whoever does slichos, you could daven shacharis and mincha the rest of the day. So the binyan shomos is a very pragmatic thing. It's not a fundamental thing. It's nothing to do with the principle of the Rishami, because it's not applicable. It's a very pragmatic reason why. And therefore, today, since we don't have that problem, so the Rama is a nogeya today, that the one who leads slichos does not have to be the one who does shacharis. That's the opinion of Binyan Shlomo and others. However, Rav Soloveitchik came to the defense of the Magen Avraham, the Rama, that he thinks that, yes, the Rama, it still applies today. The one who leads slichos should be the one who tadaven shacharis and mincha. There's a whole debate among the poskim. How far do you go? Let's say someone has a yortzeit. Does the one who does slichos, does he get to daven? Does the one who do the yortzeit? Again, so different shuls have to work out the different minhagim, but the poskim discuss them. That's how far they take it. People go so far as to say it doesn't apply at all today. And that goes so far as to say it even wins over a yortzeit. So how do we defend the Rama? What's Rav Soloveitchik saying that really it is pshat in the Rama? So there's a famous machlokes in general regarding in Yanei Tefillah between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam writes mitzvah aseh l'spala b'chol yom, that there's a biblical mitzvah to pray every day. That's the opinion of the Rambam. The Ramban disagrees and says tefillah is only biblical be asura, during the time of need, when you have hunger, infectious disease, milchama, war, when there's some major external thing happening and then you have to pray. And therefore, that's tefillah be asura. So it seems to be a first glance, a major debate between the Rambam and the Ramban, whether tefillah is fundamentally biblical or not. The Rambam says yes, the Ramban says no. Comes along Rav Soloveitchik and wants to localize the debate. Everybody agrees that tefillah be'esar is deraisa. So they're all in agreement. The Rambam and the Ramban both assume when is tefillah biblical? When during the time of need. In the time of need, it's biblical. So the machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban is, how do you define time of need? The Rambam defines time of need very generically, all the time. Human beings, we always have one tzara from next. There's no guarantee, mi yichya, mi yamas, when we'll be here. Every day is a bunch of tzaras, and therefore every day is Adin daraisa be'esara. It's a much more liberal esara. Human life is an esara. And the Ramban says, no, it's true that we have saras, but in terms of a real esara, that you need an earthquake, war, infectious diseases, other things. So that's so the hero of Soloveitchik says it's a local macro. Everyone agrees be'esara is daraisa. So he points out, When do we start saying slichos? If you're Sephardi in the beginning of Elul, if you're Ashkenaz, the end of Elul. But Elul is the beginning of the Yomim Noram, the Gra rising, the 40 days from Elul to after to Shemini Atzeres. We have a, you know, minimally to Yom Kippur, but if not, the 40 days to Yom Kippur, and if not, even further. So these are days of Yomim Noram, of Esara, when everyone has, the whole world is being judged, and Klal Yisrael as well. So all agree it's be'esara. So the Rav says, slichos isn't some independent mitzvah. Slichos is an extension of the mitzvah of tefillah. We always have a mitzvah of tefillah, but tefillah be'esara, we add extra tefillos. and the Efes Slichos is like the Hakdama, is like the introduction to our Tefillah. He says something similar on the other end of the coin, meaning on Yom Kippur we daven the Ilah. It's the only, really it's a din in a tiny seabor, but today the only time we say Ne'ilah is on Yom Kippur. So we associate Ne'ilah with Yom Kippur. So Rav Soloveitchik has a chiddush. He says the one who's leading Ne'ilah has to be someone who's daven all the other tefillahs. He had a daven Ma'ariv, Shacharis, Musav, Mincha. If he missed any, let's assume, no, he missed it, he was an anus, he was sick, whatever the case might have been. He didn't. Well, we're not talking about someone who intentionally did not daven. You probably wouldn't give him, I guess depending on the show, you probably wouldn't get the Amud anyway for Ne'ilah. But I'm talking about someone who's a good person, he's a tzaddik, but for whatever reason he couldn't daven that morning, whatever the case might have been, and it was an acceptable reason, doesn't make a difference. He says you can't lead Ne'ilah. Why? Because Ne'ilah is a summation of all our previous tefillahs. So you can't, if you didn't daven, you can't have a summation. And you're supposed to be leading the congregation. So similarly here, Slichus is a Hakdama. And it's kind of, so the Rav would say that if you didn't daven the other tefillahs, you can't lead Ne'ilah. I'm not sure if he goes as far as to say, if one daven Slichus and didn't daven Shacharis, and then it's like he didn't daven Slichus either. But whether he goes that far or not, it's a hakdama, it's a psicha, it's a tefillah. It's all about tefillah v'yesara, the during Elul and the Yom and the Ram. And that's the pshat in the Ramah. It is. That's the pshat in the Magen Aram in the Ramah. Hamatchel v'mitzvah omu ogmar, you began the mitzvah of tefillah v'yesara. You began Slichus Saturday night, and now we're going to continue our mitzvah throughout, so therefore, so when you begin a mitzvah, one must complete the mitzvah. So that's, so it comes out, L'maisa, a machokas among the Binyan Shlomo versus Rav Soloveitchik, there are others as well, we'll use those two names, on whether the Ramah applies, according to the Binyan Shlomo. It's not a din hamatzko mitzvah omo gemar, it was a pragmatic issue to encourage people, to get people to lead slichas, because in the middle of the night, there were no sidurim. So now that we have plenty of magzorim, plenty of people want to daven slichas, there is no need to have this minig anymore. And Rav Soloveitchik said, no, the minig still applies. The one who leads slichas should be the one to daven. And that's because it's all amatcha v'mitza omul ogmar, like the Magen Avraham said, it's one big continuation during the month of Elul and Yom and Aram of Tefillah, the Eis Sarah.